And now for some political analysis, we're joined by Tamara Wittes. She's an expert on Israeli-Arab relations at the Brookings Institution. So let's start off with Israel. Why did it launch, as Defense Minister Ehud Barak said, an all-out war against Hamas now?
I think there are several factors that played into the timing here. The first, the sort of proximate cause, is that the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that began last spring had really begun to erode over the last month or so, with rocket fire against Israeli civilians in southern Israel escalating over the course of the last several weeks, and a number of Israeli officials warning that if that rocket fire continued, it was going to lead to a major Israeli response. Frankly speaking, they simply couldn't sit still in terms of domestic politics while their civilian population was under that kind of constant attack. A second factor, though, is that Israel's heading into elections on February 10th, and the leading candidate right now is the head of the right-wing Likud party, Benjamin Netanyahu. The defense minister is from the center-left party Labor, Ehud Barak, a former prime minister who aspires to get his old position back. And there are some in Israel who speculate that he felt that a tough operation against Hamas at this particular point might improve his position. The third factor that some folks have raised is whether Israel undertook this operation now because they wanted to take advantage of the last few weeks of the Bush administration's tenure in office, that they wanted to do this when they knew they had a sympathetic government in Washington. I think, frankly, that was probably a minor consideration, if anything, in their calculations.
And Israel is not getting a lot of positive attention from the rest of the world in terms of the scale of these attacks. And there's been a lot of criticism, especially from Ban Ki-moon at the UN, that Israel is being particularly heavy-handed here.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a frequent criticism when Israel engages in military operations in the West Bank and Gaza that it's using disproportionate force. I think in this case, perhaps the charge is less well-sustained than in some other cases. If you have dozens and dozens of rockets falling on Israeli civilian areas in the course of a day, you have to expect that Israel is going to engage in some kind of response to defend its civilian population. This is a situation where Israel withdrew from the Gaza Strip in 2005. That was a withdrawal certified by the United Nations, and yet remains under attack from that territory into its own sovereign territory. So the idea that it would respond to that, I think, is not outlandish.
Let's talk about Hamas. It had been losing support, political support in Gaza. Will this campaign, the Israeli bombing, will it hurt or help Hamas politically in Gaza?
That is a very interesting question, and I'm not sure we know the answer to it yet. On the surface, it would seem that it would strengthen Hamas politically because the civilian population of Gaza is really feeling the brunt of this operation and probably will continue to do so. And they are naturally going to blame those who are dropping the bombs, and that is the Israelis. It's very difficult to criticize your local government authority, however illegitimate you may perceive it to be, when it's under attack. There's a rally around the flag effect. That's natural. On the other hand, since Hamas forcibly took over the Gaza Strip, it hasn't really been able to show any gains for the civilian population in doing that. In fact, its rule has been in some ways quite brutal. And there are reports that under the cover of this violence, Hamas is actually settling scores with some of its political opponents in Gaza. There were some very chilling reports in the New York Times to that effect today. So I don't think that the Gaza population is under any illusions that a Hamas government is going to bring them tremendous benefits. But in the face of this kind of assault, they're willing to support it regardless. How long that support will be sustained after this assault is over, that I think is the real question.
Tamara Wittes of the Brookings Institution, an expert on Israeli-Arab relations, thank you very much.
Thank you.